Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good morning. Great to be here. Oh, sorry. Afternoon. Boy, it's been one of those kinds of days. I was trying to have energy. And I went full on Good Morning Vietnam on it. Jeez Louise. It's a Monday. That it is. Oh, but how about this one, though? How about this one? Happy Halloween! There we go. All right, let's get through some of the top stories here. I was just reading the number of abortions in the United States dropped significantly after the Supreme Court's decision. That's okay. That's not really a surprise, being that now they're basically left up to the states, and each state's going to have their own rules and stuff pertaining to abortion. President Trump gone to the Supreme Court, speaking of the Supreme Court, and asking them to block the release of his taxes to the House. He filed an emergency petition with the Supreme Court to keep his tax returns away from House Democrats. And we continue to see the battle with that. And that comes about after basically the lower courts already ruled he has to provide his tax returns, or they can get his tax returns from the IRS. So that was already ruled. So now he has an emergency petition to get the Supreme Court to step in and block it. So we'll see that drama is going to continue on here. The Dow closed on Monday a little bit lower, but overall, this was the best month since 1976. Wow. Yeah, so that's the best rise since January of 1976, as we still await the Fed decision for raising interest rates, which they've hinted that they're planning on going ahead and raising it another 0.75 point. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Then we continue here in other news. The update on the Nancy Pelosi, or her husband, Paul Pelosi's attacker. The suspect in the attack is being charged with 2 federal counts. And now one of them is attempted kidnapping, because apparently he was planning on, like, he brought ropes and stuff, and was planning on tying him up, holding him hostage until Nancy Pelosi showed up. Wow. And then he was going to hold her hostage. So, yeah, that guy's crazy. In Russia, we know that Russia has stated in the past that they plan to stop their bombardment in 2 weeks. Well, we've hit the 2-week mark, so what's going on now? Well, Russian missiles bombard cities across Ukraine, hitting power and water infrastructure. Kyiv shot down 44 Russian cruise missiles during the massive attack. And of course, a lot others got through still. So that whole drama continues to build up over there. Then we've got here, where did this go? Oh, yeah. Supreme Court race arguments. So this is pertaining to what the Supreme Court's listening to is the affirmative action cases in college. In other words, this is where they will look at race and actually admit people based on their race, as well as their ACT scores, SAT, and all that other stuff, GPA, things like that. So they would give a leg up to minority groups. And so this is one of the things that came up, and now they're saying that they're starting to hear the arguments today. We'll have to see what happens. If you're not familiar with this case, the reason why this case even came about in the first place is because there was actually an Asian student, and I believe he's Asian American, and he tried to get into an Ivy League school. The Ivy League school denied him, and then he finds out that there were some other minority groups that were allowed in over him who had lower ACT scores, lower GPA, didn't have as many clubs that they were part of, all the other stuff, right? And so then he's the one that's suing over this thing, and this is what's gotten all the way to the Supreme Court. So now they're finally weighing in on that. And this is something I felt for a while needs to be done. Like, just take race off of the whole thing. But, you know, that's, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court says about this as well. And then over in Europe, well, we're not the only ones dealing with inflation. Europe. Inflation has reached a record 10.7% over in Europe. Where, you know, things were already pretty darn expensive, and now they've hit 10.7%. Ooh, boy. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is slow moving in the eastbound direction. This is due to construction, so it is going to be busy for the next couple of hours here as we'll see those delays. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have a accident reported by FHP on East Burgess Road in Dale Street. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that intersection in mind if you're heading that way. And just seeing that typical afternoon traffic in Gulf Breeze, that's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze proper heading eastbound, as well as out of Gulf Breeze proper in front of the nature preserve is very busy. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Couple other stories here for you. Shanghai Disney briefly locked in visitors for coronavirus testing. What? Yeah, apparently visitors had to await a negative test before they could leave the park. And I guess somebody tested positive, and then they wanted everybody else to test to see if they make sure they didn't get COVID to go to leave. So they were locking. They basically kept. Now the park was still open. You could still go play. You could go on rides and all that stuff, but you couldn't leave unless you had a negative test. What? Yeah, that happened in Shanghai. Then student debt relief. Well, now we've talked about this in so many times. The debt relief program that the administration tries to call the Biden-Harris student debt relief program. It was challenged in the courts. We've had multiple states sue over it. You've had private organizations suing over it. Finally had a judge who put a hold on it. The education department has overhauled the federal student loan system in general, aiming to make it simpler, fairer, and more accountable. They've expanded student loan relief programs. So this is not the program, the Biden-Harris program. This is all the other ones that were already pre-existing. They just implemented new rules to improve the student debt relief programs. So, okay. This is pertaining particularly to people who might have gotten student loans from a non-accredited university or institution of some sort. This is what they call the defrauded borrowers, where you didn't go to a quote-unquote real school. So that's what that's all about. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Yeah, there you go. Thriller. Happy Halloween to you right here on News Radio 92.3. Hopefully everybody will be safe. It should be a pretty good Halloween night. Rain's kind of moved out. Knock on wood. And it's going to cool down a little bit. It's going to be a great night for trick-or-treating. So, yeah. So we'll be here with you until 7 o'clock, as always. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up a week from tomorrow, election night. And so with election night, we're going to be having our full election night coverage. Me and Andrew McKay be covering the election all night long for you, both local, statewide, and national races. Got a text here pertaining to Disney locking down Shanghai Disney until you got a negative COVID test. So Disney is now Hotel California. You can check in, but you can't leave. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Top trending news this hour. President Biden calling for a new tax on large oil and gas companies that are raking in record profits. Speaking at the White House today, the president accused oil companies of refusing to lower gasoline prices despite their record profits. He says six of the largest oil companies have made more than $100 billion in the past 6 months. The son of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says his dad's condition is now improving after being attacked with a hammer during a home invasion last week. Paul Pelosi Jr. says doctors are rebuilding him slowly after a visit to the San Francisco hospital yesterday, where Paul Sr. is now recovering. Bobby, the latest on that standoff in Mobile today. Yeah. Police, this is a situation we've been following all afternoon here. Police say that that standoff has now ended. The suspect that was barricaded for about 5.5 hours in his vehicle ended up shooting himself. Police say that man has been identified. He's from the Mobile area. Family has been notified. And this whole standoff, it was a bizarre situation. It apparently started, the man showed up with a gunshot wound earlier this morning. And when police went to help him, then he pulled a gun, and that's when the whole thing began. But that situation is now over. There's probably still some delays if you're headed to Mobile for anything. And it's Halloween tonight. Bobby, you know what that means. Lots of trick-or-treaters.
They're going to be starting just before dusk tonight. There's going to be a whole lot of kids walking these streets. Neighborhoods, streets leading into neighborhoods, slow down, pay attention, be careful, watch out for kids. Parents, if you've got kids that are going trick-or-treating, don't just dump your kids off. Make sure that they have proper supervision, know where they're going, go with them, keep an eye on your kids.
And, of course, that's Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. A little trick-or-treat safety advice there. He's also urging parents to inspect their kids' candy. I may recommend the random sampling method, you know, where you try every fifth piece or something to make sure it's quality.
Yeah, my my parents definitely had a parent tax on our candy that definitely went through. Just the parent tax.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You gotta have it.
Gotta have the parent tax. So yeah, inspect the candy. I remember when I was trick or treating as a kid. My mom and dad really would look at my candy though, and they were always looking for like needle marks. Anybody else ever had this? My parents would look for needle marks in the wrapper, and because, you know, somebody was going to try to use a needle to somehow like inject poison or some sort of drug into the candy.
Well, I know we've always heard in the news for the last 10 years or 20 years or whatever, they always say, yeah, look for the needle marks in the candy, but I've never once actually heard about them existing. Never heard about it happening.
Happening. Yeah. We're all told about the needles. You got to look out for the needles. They're going to inject it with something, but I haven't heard of anybody actually having that happen.
But this year, the big thing I think that people are worried about is the fentanyl that's been packaged as candy.
Yeah. The colored fentanyl. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a concern for a lot of people. I realize that too. And I do know what last year it did happen during Halloween. Some people were passing out the CBD candies that look like gummy bear. They look like, you know, like Sour Patches. They look like Skittles. They look like, but they're CBD candies. So they'll get you high. And so that actually did, there were some reports last year of some kids getting that. So that would be one to look for this year. Is like when you're looking at the packaging, just make sure it actually says like Sour Patch Kids, not whatever the other one is. And because the packaging looks almost exactly the same. I don't know if you've seen these. They look almost exactly the same as Sour Patch Kids, but it has like marijuana leaves on it. And you're like, that doesn't look right. That's because it's not right. It's fake. Well, it's not fake. It's CBD. And so they got all these different. That's the thing you got to look for nowadays with your kids more than does it have needle marks?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because all that stuff is so common anymore.
Yep, exactly. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Well, we are seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be the typical afternoon traffic on the causeway due to construction. You'll start seeing these delays before you get to the scenic highway Davis intersection. If you are on scenic on Davis Highway, it'll start right after that intersection. It clears up before you get to Woodbine Road. Also seeing slow traffic, same direction on Highway 90 at Avalon Boulevard. Expect some delays at that light. Going into Mobile, really not seeing anything if you're heading westbound from Pensacola into Mobile, but just west of Mobile heading on I-10 eastbound going through Tillman's Corner. It is closed off there, so you'll see some major delays in the opposite direction getting into Mobile. And Gulf Breeze, we do have an accident on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. It's going to be right near the Whataburger. Seeing delays, typical afternoon delays, getting out of Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point in front of the Nature Preserve. So keep that in mind if you're on 98. See someone else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys are, you're a moron because you fell for all those right-wing scare tactics. No one has given away expensive drugs. It's not right-wing scare tactic. I'm literally reported the news last year that there was reports of kids around the country who got these CBD drug ones instead of the real ones. It was news. Man, get your head out your butt. It's Halloween. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got a storm update for you out there in Atlantic. Hurricane season's not over just yet. Got an update for you next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So we do have another tropical storm. Tropical Storm Lisa is out there in the South Caribbean, south of Cuba, Puerto Rico. But it's going to head to the Yucatan Peninsula. It might end up going back into the Gulf, and then after that, we'll have to see where it goes. There's another disturbance out there, but it doesn't look like it's going to make landfall anywhere. Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, well, let me tell you a little bit about our Florida State football. We are your home for Florida State football, and their next game is going to be next weekend. Actually, no, 2 weekends away. They'll be playing Louisiana Raging Cajuns. And that whole week, we'll be giving away tickets for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, coming up this Friday is Dancing Through the Decades. Raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary. 50 years in the community, serving, supporting, and advocating for seniors. It's November 4th, 6 p.m. at Hilton Pensacola Beach. To sponsor or get your tickets to the event, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Before we get to your sports hit, here's your top three stories. So Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block the House from getting his tax returns. He's asked for a special emergency junction or whatever to try to get them to block, keep the House from being able to get his tax returns, something that just a couple weeks ago, the courts finally ruled that they can get them. So, I'll share some thoughts about that in a second. The Dow went down a little bit today, but it closed out the month as the highest month, like the biggest increase in a month since January of 1976. And the Supreme Court today is considering the legality of race-based admissions in college, affirmative action. Is what they're looking at right there. All right, get back to Trump. I got a couple of texts from people going, look, if he's got nothing to hide, then why doesn't he just let them have his tax returns? Normally, I would agree with that, but not with Trump. And the reason is because the House are a bunch of fault finders right now. All they're wanting to do is dig through and see if they can either find something, like dig through and dig through and dig through, find something that isn't necessarily, quote, wrong. Because what, you don't think he hasn't been audited? Yeah, he's been audited. So they're not going to find anything that was wrong, but they're trying to find something that could be construed or portrayed or perceived as morally wrong, even if it's legally okay. Does that make sense? Like, they're just going to be trying to find stuff that they can use to try to paint a bad image on him. Let me go back to a story I've shared many times before, where I actually challenged President Trump when he was still just candidate Trump back in 2016 and said, hey, you keep saying you never declare bankruptcy, but you've declared bankruptcy like seven times. Or you'd be good for the country financially, but you declare bankruptcy like a bunch of times, a handful of times. And he says, well, I never personally declare bankruptcy. And I was like, oh, okay, so if you're a president and the country goes bankrupt, you're going to count that as a win because you personally didn't declare bankrupt, but the country declares bankruptcy? And he was like, no, I see what you're saying. And then he kind of was like, look, I've had a lot more successes than I've had failures, but I've learned from those failures. But the point being is, I mean, I wasn't really trying to fault find, but it's like there's something here that showed that, like, financially that I could use to say, hey, look, you're not really good for the country financially. And so what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to look through his tax records and find other things like that that would be more exaggerated, more, you know, a lot more hubris to it, and the whole works. So that's why he's like, no, please don't give them any more ammunition. They don't need any more ammunition. They literally make up ammunition out of sticks and stones. Like, it's crazy. So don't give them anything else that they can make ammunition out of. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have slowdowns on 98 right now. This is going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. That everyday afternoon traffic is extremely slow moving near the nature preserve, so just keep that in mind, as well as the construction going on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace has made some delays as you're heading eastbound because there's only one lane open, and we are starting to see those slowdowns on I-10 as you are moving eastbound out of Pensacola towards Avalon Boulevard. To take I-10, you're going to see some slowdowns starting to form there as well. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have a few Halloween-related stories to you. Happy Halloween to you. Right now, though, let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
Major League Baseball tonight, World Series Game 3. Series is tied at 1-1. It'll be on Fox tonight at 7:03. Also at 7:15 on ESPN, Monday Night Football. Cleveland Browns are hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are 4-3. Browns are 2-5. NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight. And then NHL hockey will be on NHL Network at 6 o'clock with Washington playing Carolina. And then in sports news, where'd it go? Auburn has gone ahead and fired their head coach, Brian Harsin. They didn't even wait to the end of the season. Just went ahead and got rid of him now. It's not looking good for him. And Jim Harbaugh, still furious following the Michigan State tunnel attack. If you haven't seen this, a Michigan player was in the tunnel when the Michigan State players were in there, and they all basically just, like, attacked him. And he says it's sickening to watch, and he expects 4 players to be suspended from Michigan State for that attack. The NFL trade deadline tracker, the Bears have sent linebacker Roquan Smith over to the Ravens. This is the second big defensive player the Bears have gotten rid of in a week. Zach Wilson is going to remain the Jets' starting quarterback despite his 3-interception loss to the Patriots. And the Sixers are losing 2 draft picks for tampering violations in free agency. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Fort Walton Beach, I know it's a little bit ways down the road, but Fort Walton Beach is going to go ahead and ban smoking and vaping at city parks and beaches. No vaping on the beach. I can see the cigarette smoking, but like, because more and more people are not smoking anymore, or fewer and fewer people are smoking. But it's like more and more people are vaping, and they're banning vaping on the beach now and in the parks. I guess the parks is like, okay, that's one thing. But the beaches too? That seems, it's like, okay. I wonder if that's going to keep on going through. According to Fort Walton Beach officials, it's because of all the litter left behind by smoking products. What? I was like, so initially they're talking about the cigarette butts, but apparently there's some vaping paraphernalia that keeps getting left behind as well. I don't know. Just thought that was, I was kind of surprised that they would be banning the vaping on the beach area as well. And it just makes you wonder if that's going to expand over this way It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And yeah, good point. That's going to be very hard to regulate. Yeah, talking about the vaping. Smoking, yeah, you might be able to, but I don't know. That's even going to be hard to regulate too. All right, coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Then we got some Halloween stories for you next.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, we're going to have your weekend. We'll have your today's sign of the apocalypse. Happy Halloween to you. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, one man's been arrested, another still wanted by deputies for that deadly shooting that happened on Medford Avenue over the weekend. Sheriff's office says 44-year-old Lawrence Bonner Jr. has been arrested. He's charged with principal for first-degree murder. 29-year-old Jacob Colville still wanted on first-degree murder charges. This is all after a man was found with several gunshot wounds in a house on Medford Avenue on Sunday. So again, 29-year-old Jacob Colville. Still wanted for first-degree murder charges. We're going to post a photo on the News Radio Facebook page here in a few minutes.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to you. Top candies. Your kids won't care if you steal. I was actually surprised by some of these, to be honest. Whatchamacallits made the list, number 10, which we got York peppermint patties. Actually, yeah, I have seen it. My kids don't mind when I take the York peppermint patties. Heath bars. Yeah, I've seen that as well. Mints. Yeah, they don't like, nah, no, I don't want it. Butterfingers. Yeah, my kids will give me the Butterfingers. I like Butterfingers too. That's a good one. Baby Ruth bars. Number 4, mixed nuts. Who hands out mixed nuts? What kind of evil person hands out mixed nuts on Halloween? Almond joy, especially with all the kids with allergies and stuff, with nut allergies. Don't do that. That's bad. Almond joys, yeah, I can always get my, I'm always surprised. I've always liked almond joys. My kids always cough up the almond joys, no problem. Andy's chocolate mints, and number one thing they're willing to give away too, Dove chocolate bars. What? Dove dark chocolate bars. Okay, maybe they don't like the dark chocolate. Kids do have, I do notice, kids like the milk chocolate a lot better. I like dark chocolate, but I know when I was younger, I liked the milk chocolate, so I understand that as well. Things that they will, your kids will, you know, pitch a tantrum over if you try to take from their Halloween. Sour Punch Twists. All right. Sour Patch Kids. Pop Rocks. Airheads. Nerds. Gummy Bears. Ring Pops. Double Bubble Chewing Gum. Welch's Fruit Snacks. Even Welch's Fruit Snacks. Okay. And Pixie Sticks. These are all like the sugar things. So apparently the little kiddos don't mind if you get all the chocolate stuff. Like, yeah, you can have the chocolate. But they're like, but you leave the straight sugar for me? Let's get traffic on the five. It's a Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some delays right now. That's going to be, this is going to be Highway 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect the everyday afternoon traffic to be pretty heavy this afternoon in front of the Nature Preserve in the eastbound direction, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola going towards Pace. We have the construction going on the causeway with only one lane open in the eastbound direction, causing some major delays backing up past the Davis Highway, Scenic Highway exit on both Scenic and Davis, as well as starting to see that everyday traffic starting to form on I-10. If you decide not to take Highway 90 and get onto I-10, it is moving, but it's starting to be slow moving as you're getting off at Avalon Boulevard. Also, we do have some slow traffic going on 29. This is going to be just north of 9 Mile Road as you're approaching 10 Mile Road. So keep that in mind. Other than that, if you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple other Halloween-related stories here for you. So first of all, Halloween is the most dangerous holiday for pedestrians. Yeah, that's not a surprise. Yeah, no. I always remember when I was trick-or-treating as a kid, especially when I got to my young teenage years and would go off with my friends. Oh boy, I remember mom, dad always like, watch out for the drunk drivers. And I remember like I would be freaked out. I'd be like walking, I hear a car coming, like jump into the bushes, and afraid they were gonna jump the curb and hit me. I was just like, I gotta watch out for the drunk drivers. And Monday is the fifth most dangerous holiday at 14% more dangerous for pedestrians if Halloween's on a Monday. Really? All right. Saturday is the only day it actually drops by about 4% on the average Saturday. And a couple other stories here. A new BuzzFeed poll asked people what their favorite part of Halloween is. Number one answer, decorations. Oh, all right. People like the decorations. That was 50%. 25% said candy. 2% said pumpkin-shaped bath bombs. What? That's your favorite. Okay. This cracks me up. There's a group out there that's alleging that a new tradition, instead of handing out candy, is to hand out potatoes. That's right. Like whole raw potatoes. Just hand. This is a new tradition people are starting. Hand out potatoes. You know who the group is that's telling people this? Potatoes USA. The company Potatoes USA is like, no. People love it. This is wonderful. No, they don't. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. The neighborhood in Michigan City, in the Michigan City of Wyandotte, I guess, they have canceled Halloween trick-or-treating tonight because of a massive roach infestation. That's right. They discovered a roach problem in an abandoned house, and it was so intense that they need to keep people from walking through the neighborhood in order to, quote, prevent further roach migration by the roaches grabbing onto kids' costumes and moving around the rest of the neighborhood. Oh, so wrong. There were some concerns that even if the trick-or-treaters were trying to kill the roaches by stepping on them, because they're going to be all over the sidewalk, their eggs could survive and get tracked all over the neighborhood. So just going to go ahead and cancel that one.
Imagine having to tell your little kid, we can't go trick-or-treating because the roaches are going to get you.
The roaches will get you. That's like a scary Halloween for reals.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, luckily they can just drive to like the next neighborhood and go trick-or-treating still, but...
But gross.
I'd be like, so why do I live in this neighborhood? All these houses all of a sudden go up for sale.
If that's not your sign to move, I don't know what is.
Exactly. Spooky. Happy Halloween. We'll be back for hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3.